Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
This week in the lead up to International Women's Day, which is on Friday, we are talking to inspirational women from the local community who are inspiring women but also men out there in Townsville. And today we are talking to Kaylee Downey, who is the creator of the charity Unlock the Locks, which was founded in honour of her son Lockie, who unfortunately passed away in 2013 and was special needs. But Kaylee, you have quite the story. Can you please tell us a little bit about it?
Well, it all started it's coming up to his ninth birthday, 15th of March 2010. Lockie was born. From day three, we knew there was something going on. But every test, and over years we had several surgeries, every test that you can actually have in the country, all came back normal. Right. So Lockie couldn't sit, Lockie couldn't vocalise, Lockie was peg-fed, he had what they call stridor, so every breath he took, his epiglottis would cover his windpipe, so it sounded, so he'd have to reach for that breath. He, you know, runny nose to us was a real episode for Lockie. He lived in hospitals and at our home, but he just smiled all the time, laughed, giggled like every other child, and even though he couldn't vocalise, he communicated with us every day and still does in his own way. And then he got, I think it started with RSV, which is a respiratory virus, which isn't uncommon, but with people with compromised immune systems, it took its toll, and I don't think he ever really got better after that. And then he just slipped away on the 16th of November, and 2013, sorry. And from that, how Unlock the Locks came about was just by him paving a path for us. And we found, because Lockie was undiagnosed, there was no research or anything like that we could put money into. So what we learnt the hardest way was what meant the most to all of us was happy memories and smiles, and that's something NDIS won't provide for families, and so that's what we wanted to concentrate on. There's a lot of separation in families when children are away having tests, and families swapping and being apart, and all their financial choices are made around that child, and siblings mess out, and the whole family dynamics is affected. So that's where we started.
So you are supporting other families out there who do have kids with special needs.
Yeah.
And that is so unbelievably special, because you've obviously gone through a really tough time, but you're still giving back and you're still helping those families that need it like you needed it.
Yeah. You don't know where to turn. Father Dave said to me when we were with Lockie in ICU, he said that the love you have doesn't go with your loved one. It stays with you, and you've got to work out what to do with that. So,
oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what we do with it.
Oh. I understand why you have been nominated as an inspirational woman, because
can you give one of your tissues to Gabby,
please? My heart breaks for you. It really does.
I've never seen her like this.
Oh, it's just like, I can't believe your strength, which enables you to give back to these families, and because you know what they're going through, you know the struggles they're dealing with right now, and rather than, you know, being kind of internal with your grief, you're really helping other families, and that's beautiful.
Well, it helps me too.
Yeah.
And you don't get over it. You don't, it's not something you deal with every day. You're making a choice to live with it, and it's because of the love for Lockie, and it's because of Lockie, and I feel him, and we all do, that we just pay that forward. We just want people to know they're loved, they're not alone, and they can smile and they can have happy memories that they will treasure, because in the end, that is all we have,
yeah,
is our memories.
It's an incredible thing, Kaylee. What I'm sort of vibing here is you're getting as much out of it as you're putting into it. But still, the fact that, like, I often feel like, you know, there's so much going on in life.
Yeah.
You're taking care of your two other beautiful boys. You've got your husband. But also you're siphoning so much of your energy into this memory of, you know, he seems like such a beautiful little boy. And even though, like you say, you do get out of it, the fact that you do that blows my mind. And it does make you one of the most inspirational women in our community. So
definitely.
Oh, look, I think you don't have, you do have choices, but we're the lucky ones, to be honest. And when you're saying about so much on and everything, that's another lesson Lockie taught us, is that, yes, there is, and it's easy to get caught up in it, but none of it really matters too much
so
in
true.
The end.
Yeah. So true.
Your face lights up every time you mention your beautiful boy, Lockie. It really does. So it definitely proves that memories are so important.
Kaylee Downey, wow, what an inspirational chat. Thank you so much for talking to us in the lead up to International Women's Day. And, yours is a story we won't forget in a hurry. So thank you again, Kaylee.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.